Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Chris Altieri. Tomorrow is World Day of Migrants and Refugees. Pope Benedict XVI issued a message to mark the occasion in which he condemned the trafficking in human beings and called on the wealthy nations of the world to make serious efforts toward welcoming migrants with decency, treating refugees with dignity, and addressing the root causes of involuntary displacement. The Pope also called for greater attention to the pastoral needs of foreign students. The Secretary of the Pontifical Council for Migrants and Itinerant Workers, Archbishop Agostino Marchetto, tells us about the heroic sacrifices and about the heavy toll that migration can take on families, especially on women.
On one hand, it involves the generosity and spirit of sacrifice of wives and mothers who have to leave their families to earn their daily bread elsewhere. Obviously, the result is family separation. A big problem with serious consequences. The Church appeals for family reunification.
The meeting of the Coordination of the Episcopal Conferences in Support of the Church of the Holy Land and the Assembly of Catholic Ordinaries of the Holy Land begins today. The meeting takes place every year in the first half of January, following the Holy Father's address to the Diplomatic Corps. And finally, at 4 this afternoon, at the Roman Basilica of Santa Maria in Via Lata, Professor Sante Babolin of the Pontifical Gregorian University will reflect on the topic Mary, Mother of Mercy, as a part of the Marian Saturday Lecture Series.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.